It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Monday morning, Flashback brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. A little on this date throughout history. Well, 1962, a big one for the Nashville folks, as Billboard renamed and reconfigured its Hot Country and Western side chart, the Hot Country Singles chart. The name it would keep for the next 27 years. And on that,
so Western.
On this date in 65, number one song on that chart, Johnny Wright, Hello Vietnam. Forget about that one. That actually opened up the movie Full Metal Jacket. 73 was Kris Kristofferson, Why Me? And on this date to the year
1980,
it was
good.
Number one on the charts, Waylon. And the theme from the Dukes of Hazzard, in parentheses, Good Old Boys. That is the title.
Okay.
Clinically, officially.
You're a stickler for the details.
The theme to the CBS Dukes of Hazzard started on this day, hit number one, but spent 17 total weeks on the chart. And this became Waylon's biggest hit when it was all said and done. It was seven years of hearing this. And by the way, coming off a weekend, too, I don't know if y'all hit this up, that Dukes of Hazzard, Daisy Duke, the original, Catherine Bach, it had been reported she had been and has, currently still is, hospitalized in Los Angeles. She had a surgery, and then there was an outcry. Cooter, Ben Jones, who played Cooter on Dukes of Hazzard, her co-star, kind of got everybody. It was kind of like the Dolly sister thing.
Uh-oh.
It was like, hey, prayers, you know, our girl Catherine is in the hospital.
And then everybody freaked out.
Uh-huh. And since then, Catherine Bach's friends and stuff has said, nah, she's going to be fine.
Well, and she's how old? 71
years old.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Daisy Duke doing good. And this good. Waylon Jennings. It's the Flashback. Come on.
Just a good old.